Do you mind if I record you, Coach?
Cause... Are you recording?
All right, that's good. Okay, so tell me a little bit about the journey to the championship. What were the challenges? What did you find the team did well in the games? You know, what allowed them to succeed?
Challenge was always going to be, could we hold our composure? Because we're a team that was good at defending, seemed to like defending, but you have to have a composure and a mindset that you're comfortable with the other team having the ball a lot, and you don't panic.
Right.
And then the challenge would be when you get your chances, maybe not too many of them, that you're going to score.
Right.
And so those would be the challenges that we faced probably the last half of the season for sure. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean?
And did the team capitalize on most of those few chances that they got up top, like of scoring chances?
Yes, they did.
Okay, that's good.
But we needed to because we didn't get very many of them.
Right.
We did. So after a while, when you take a look at our schedule, you know, we played Capel twice, Saxe three times, and these seven opponents in the playoffs.
Mm-hmm.
That's 11 games.
Right.
Well, sometimes you could say if you win a game or two, you can say it's luck.
Right. But
against
after
that kind
games.
Of competition.
Mm-hmm.
Well,
after 11 games, it's sort of like.
You can't just say well, it's not luck anymore.
Yeah, right.
You know what I mean?
Yes, sir.
It's just not. It's
absolutely.
Just not. A couple of those, for sure.
Mm-hmm.
All 11 of them?
Mm-hmm.
No.
Right.
No, not luck.
Right. Okay, so during this championship game, can you give me some specifics, like maybe any strategy changes that you had to make halftime or anything like that?
Yeah, first 20 minutes I thought we played well.
Okay.
And we scored a goal, and then we had a golden opportunity that we missed that probably should have been a goal.
Right.
But then they got into the game, and then I'd say for the last 20 minutes of the first half they were on top of us.
Okay.
And then I'd say the first 20 minutes of the second half, they scored a goal, and they were on top of us. But then I made two subs, and then a tactical thing where we got the back four to push up higher up the field, 10 or 15 yards,
okay,
which made us closer to their goal.
Mm-hmm.
So when we won a ball, then it's just a pass. And
it was
in.
Easier, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, move up.
And so from that time on, those last 20 minutes and the 10 minutes of overtime, then the game become equal, and we had some good chances to score.
Right.
And so did they, but they weren't dominating as much, and it was making it easier for us to counterattack because we're closer to goal.
Right. When you moved those players up, were you worried at all that they might play a through ball or a ball over the defense more easily?
No.
No?
I think the back four was worried about that, but I wasn't.
You weren't?
Know what I mean?
Yes, sir.
I had more confidence in them than that. You
good.
Know what I mean?
Yes, sir.
I didn't. Of course, Alex Garcia's an animal. You know
yeah.
What I mean?
Yeah.
So he's going to outrun anything that's going to be over the top.
Right.
But the whole back four, they're all good. Jakey and Jonah and David, they could handle that. That wasn't going to be a problem. We were playing so deep that if you just get the ball 22, 24 yards from goal, well, you can hit one. You know
right.
what I mean?
Yes, sir.
But so we needed to, like, okay, well, we have to eliminate that and push that up.
Because
they weren't going to get in behind us. They just weren't.
Okay.
You know?
Usually,
but
yeah.
By playing deep, they could get a shot.
Right. So what subs did you make? You said you made two subs at half.
Yeah, well, the last 20 minutes, I put Bruce Yager in. And,
okay.
And then JP.
Okay.
And they made a difference.
That's awesome.
You know,
that's great.
Their energy, but the way they played and the way they carried out their responsibilities, all of a sudden it translated and caught fire with the other players.
Right.
And then
started playing better.
Yes,
sir. Okay, so what, this is kind of a basic question because it seems obvious, but what is the significance of this game? What does this mean for the coaching staff? What does it mean for just the Jesuit players? What does it mean for Jesuit as a whole?
Yeah.
The soccer program going forward.
Yeah. Anytime you win something this big, it's always a plus for everybody.
Yeah.
From the freshman play team to JV to
right.
varsity,
yes, sir.
To alumni to people that never played soccer but went to school here
right.
in the 60s and 70s, they think it's big.
Yeah,
you know, they liked it. Probably the most important thing that came out of this is not just winning, right? That's obviously important.
Right.
But I have got so many emails and phone calls from people outside of Jesuit and inside as well that what they recognized was the sportsmanship and the what's the right word? The compassion that the players had for the other team at the end of the game.
That's good.
Right?
Yes, sir.
That's what people saw. And
that's what you wanted to see.
Like Luke Oestander, when they asked him about what he felt about winning the MVP, he said, well, it's not about me. It's about these defenders and playing for them. They did 90% of the work.
Right.
Just, you know what I mean?
Yes, sir.
People pay attention to that.
Yeah.
And think, well, now people in and outside of Jesuit are thinking, that's pretty good stuff. You know what I mean?
Yes, sir.
And nothing to do with playing. It had to do with maturity and intellect and sharing the glory and that kind of stuff. So that to me really came out, you know, at the end.
Yeah, when anybody's successful, it can be really easy to become cocky, you know, but
absolutely,
that's great that the Jewish players should do that.
Absolutely.
Let's see. Okay, so this is the second soccer championship that Jesuits won now. Did you see any similarities or differences between the two?
And the two teams are very similar in that they were really teams. The players played
well
the team first
and
themselves second.
That's good.
And not the other teams have it, but
that was just something similar.
Yeah, and ultimately, probably you have to do that no matter who you are,
right?
Whether it's Arlington or Jesuit or something,
yes, sir,
that you have to be that kind of team. You have to be a team that then has a nice day,
right?
You know what I mean?
Yes, sir.
So we were able to make the play when we needed to. It doesn't make us better in Arlington,
right?
It doesn't make us better than some of the teams we played.
Mm-hmm.
You know, just means on the day we made the play,
right? How many of the senior players are accepting or going to school on college on scholarship for soccer? Like,
oh, gosh.
Like that? Do you know?
Let's see. I would say Bruce Yaga is going to Johns Hopkins.
Okay.
Manuel de Ozawal was going to, at one time, he was of Georgetown, not Georgetown, but the Georgetown, I forget, the Southwestern.
Okay.
Something like that.
Somewhere, yeah, over there.
It's in Georgetown where we played.
Oh, really? Okay.
It's in Georgetown, Texas. I forget the name of the university, but it's Georgetown.
It's in Georgetown, yeah.
He was going there. Tommy's going to Wash U in St. Louis.
Wow.
Okay. Will Kennard is going to Rhodes in Tennessee.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Rhodes College. That's a good college.
Yeah, nice one. Mateo Means had two or three options. I haven't heard which one he's going to take, but he's going to play college ball.
That's awesome.
Minaguti is going to that school in England, RISSA, something like that. It's
heard about that.
But so he's going there to play.
Yes, sir.
Ethan Moore is going to Trinity in San Antonio, which is a really nice team. Then Luke is thinking about playing at Air Force.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
In Colorado?
Yes, yeah. I mean, he's going there.
Oh, but he's thinking about playing soccer for them.
About playing
right.
There, you know, so
yes, sir.
There's no doubt that he can if he wants to. But it's a huge commitment at time.
Yeah, it is.
So
what about, isn't Alex, is he?
No, Alex is not going to.
Interesting.
He could if he wants.
Yeah.
Could, academically and aerobically, but I think, you know, he didn't play club ball this year.
Yes, sir.
And I just think that he's happy doing what he's doing.
That's good.
And he may change his mind.
Yeah, maybe.
And if he does, he can.
Right.
Because he's a stud muffin, you know what
yes,
I mean?
Sir.
But I don't think he's going to play college ball.
Okay.
I haven't heard that from him.
Yeah, he'd probably tell you.
Well, that would be it.
All right, well, thank you so much, Coach, for speaking with me.
Well, why wouldn't I speak to you?
Well, I don't know. I'm kind of a terrible person and, like, kind of boring to talk to. I forget things. I mean,
when's the last time you heard me say that about you?
Actually, it's been a while. You got to pick up your game, Coach.
Getting old.
True.